842 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. 1st of November already. My goodness. Out of October, Halloween, trick-or-treat, all that in the books. Now it's pancake time. No, it's not turkey time yet.
Get down to brass tacks.
You're going to see Christmas decorations and Thanksgiving stuff, but no, you should be seeing pancake decorations now, right?
It's the fountain of maple syrup.
Pancake season. Kiwanis Club of Galesburg hosting their annual Pancake Day 71st. And that is coming up this Friday. Joining us to talk more about it from the Kiwanis Club of Galesburg, Faye Schultz. Faye, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Carl Nixon. Carl, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Tom.
Well, guys, thanks so much. Appreciate it as always. So, my goodness, 71 years. Either one of you been to all of them? Just asking.
No.
Not being accusatory.
No, but I've been to more than half of them.
Yeah, been to a few then. Been to a few. All right. So coming up this Friday. Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about the Kiwanis Club itself and kind of the mission.
Our mission is serving the children of the world. And, of course, we start here in Galesburg in Knox County. And Pancake Day is one of the ways that we raise money for the children in the area who are needing winter clothes, winter boots, PJs, underwear, whatever. And Pancake Day is the way we fund that project.
How many years have you been a member?
Since 2010.
2010. How about you, Carl?
I joined in 1978.
A little bit longer ago then. 1978. So, yeah, you've been to quite a few of these events. So,
I have.
This Friday. And again, you're doing it at Hy-Vee again.
Yes, we are. We found that to be good for us and easier on a lot of people to get in and out. When we did it in March, we just did noontime to see how it would work. And now we're expanding to noon from 11 to 1. And evening also from 5 to 7 p.m. And so you can come anytime.
Yeah, Hy-Vee, 2030 East Main Street, the East Main Hy-Vee. Again, 11 to 1 and 5 to 7. You'll have carryouts available as well.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So with the workload, Carl, in all the years you've done this, has it changed a little bit with doing it at Hy-Vee?
Or? Absolutely. And yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why after being there last year, we opted to go back to them to see if they were willing to do it. I mean, our club has suffered a lot of attrition because of membership and just like a lot of other organizations. So we have a lot fewer people now that can get involved and donate that time. And of course, when we were originally doing Pancake Day back in earlier days, we were doing three meals. We did breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then the last several years, we just did lunch and dinner. But it's a lot of work when you're doing it, you know, just with your own members. So it's been really good for Hy-Vee to get involved, and we appreciate what they've done because it makes it a lot easier on our club.
Talk about when you started. You remember how many members there were?
Oh, when I joined back in 1978, I would guess we were mid to upper 70s,
wow,
probably.
And
I think we're sitting about on 30 right now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Talk about the attrition. Are you getting some younger people involved, or has that been kind of a problem?
Actually, the last couple of years, we have gotten some younger members involved. But, you know, they're involved in other things, too, and they're all working, so they've got time commitments, so it's still tough for them to commit time outside for some of our activities. But we have gotten some new members, which is a positive thing.
Carl Nixon, Faye Schultz from the Kiwanis Club of Galesburg joining us here this morning. Faye, talk about the commitment. If somebody's interested or been thinking about joining a service organization or club, talk about the commitment, things that they might need to do if they're interested.
Well, of course, we have meetings that are great because they tell us about things going on in the community. They'd have to reach out to us and fill out an application form. The dues are very reasonable. They're around $145 a year. We don't charge you for all your meals, even if you don't show up. And we hope you come to all the meetings, but we know that everybody can't do that.
Meetings, it's like same time, weekly?
We meet on Tuesdays. And at this point, we're meeting every other week at 156 East.
Okay.
So,
we used to meet weekly, but once COVID struck, you know, we made adjustments just like everybody did, and for a while we didn't meet at all. And then when we decided to go back and start meeting, we're now meeting every other week. So we have membership attendance is not a requirement, but obviously we try to be flexible so that it works out for people. So, and we've been very fortunate over the years to continue to have good programs to present, even though our attendance is fairly small. But we've been averaging 12 to 15 people, I'd say, on average.
Yeah. How do you find time for it, Carl? People think, well, gosh, well, Carl's retired now. It's going to be easy. But you've been really busy over this past year. Were you able to still find time to do your Kiwanis duties as well?
Absolutely. And that's interesting that you say that, because we lost a member this year. So I'm also now involved in our trash bag project. And so I've assumed that responsibility as well. But, you know, you just do what you got to do to keep your club surviving and active in the community. So,
Kiwanis Club of Galesburg Pancake Day again coming up this Friday, 11 to 1 and 5 to 7 p.m. at the Hy-Vee location on East Main, 2030 East Main, just $7 per person. Get your tickets at the door. Can you also get them ahead of time or from Kiwanis members?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, we all carry.
Okay. I kind of figured you did, but
they look like this.
Okay, there you go. They're pink. You can't miss them. So tickets will be available either at the door. You can get them there. And again, serving twice. Faye, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank everybody who contributed. We have a lot of businesses and people in our community who have donated. We give them tickets after they donate. So it's a win-win for everybody. They can give the tickets to whoever they want. And we have a placemat that mentions all the names of the people that have donated, and we truly appreciate that.
Well, I say that, and that's great to see a list that size. I know, Carl, you also being involved in so many things here in Galesburg, that when it comes to the clubs and organizations or anything that people need donations for, pretty darn generous community.
Galesburg has always been great in that regard. And you're right. So I've been involved with several organizations. But, you know, sometimes you just have to go and ask. And businesses step up to help organizations survive and still be active.
Yeah. So it's really nice to see the whole list here. And always a great event, Pancake Day again. It's coming up this Friday, 11 to 1, and then 5 to 7 p.m. as well at the Hy-Vee on East Main Street. Are you going to do a mid-year one again next year? March again? Or
probably not. We did that one in March to make up for February when we kind of got caught in
if you got excited. It's like,
the surge.
It's fun doing it twice a year, huh?
We'll see.
Would be surprised if we would do another one.
That's
so
right.
That was just an adjustment because of the issues that we had last fall. So
Well, hopefully we'll get a lot of people at this, and again, benefiting children here in the city of Galesburg. That's also the great thing with the local organization, that you benefit local kids as well.
Yeah, we enjoy doing that.
We work through that. We work through the social workers at most of the elementary schools, and this year we're scheduled to take 36 kids. And you know, it's a lot of those kids. Sad to say, a lot of them don't have snow boots or winter coats. So you know, when you're limiting, you're kind of limited on what you can spend, and you start buying boots and coats, your money doesn't go very far. But you know, our members are pretty tuned into that, so they do a good job.
Is there ways if people want to donate otherwise, whether they come to Pancake Day or not, would like to help out, how would they do that?
Well, we have a tip jar at Hy-Vee
that
day, but we can contact Kiwanis members maybe through you, and they can send us a check. You know, we have a post office box, which information I don't have with me, but that would be lovely.
Yeah,
that would
find very a Kiwanis much member, right? Whatever, however you can get. Get the help to them. Yeah, and that's, you know, the thing is, you mentioned so many kids in the schools that, I mean, we're, I think in District 205, I think the poverty rate is like 73% or something like that. So it's tough. And that's what's also so amazing about our community, that with that rate so high, the number of children living that way, that we have such a generous community, too, on top of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. We also take children from Knoxville.
Okay.
So don't forget Knoxville.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah. Kiwanis Club of Galesburg Pancake Day this Friday again, Hy-Vee on East Main Street here in Galesburg, 2030 East Main. Start serving 11 in the morning, 11 to 1, and then second serving, come back for more, 5 to 7, and you can get your carryout. Well, I suggest you come in and eat your first meal. You get carry out when you leave. Then you come back at 5, right?
You better stock up on some pancakes.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Stock up, because you're going to be eating turkey too much.
That's your big stack.
So, yep, there you go.
And Hy-Vee has great sausage.
Oh, very good. That's one of my favorite things about the pancake days is the sausage. Love that. Love that. Faye, anything else we need to know?
I think you've covered it all. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Carl, anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say, if there's people out there in the community who need a little something extra to do, we have several good projects that you could get involved in. And, our meetings are regular. We have pretty good programs most of the time. So we would encourage some people out there to get involved.
Absolutely. Carl Nixon, Faye Schultz, Kiwanis Club of Galesburg. Again, Pancake Day this Friday, 11 to 1 and 5 to 7 p.m. at Hy-Vee on East Main Street. Faye, Carl, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.